When my mom died in March 2020, I was so totally devastated. You see, she suffered from fourth stage cancer, something called glioblastoma multiforme, which is supposedly the most aggressive type of cancer. And though she had the tumor removed and went for chemo, she still slowly deteriorated. Taking her to her doctor's appointments, well, it became a norm, and it was so difficult because it was so hard for me to sit in the clinic alone with the doctor after her consultation, only to get the real news from him telling me that there wasn't much else that they could do. And towards the end, to prepare for the worst. Moreover, my mom would always ask me how she was doing. And you know, obviously, you don't want to give her any negative news. So I told her that everything was good. And you see, I always felt guilty not telling her the truth, especially after she went into a coma and passed on not long after. Last night, I relived parts of taking her to hospital in a dream, and I actually teared. It was then when God reminded me of Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 until 7. And it says this: I heard a loud voice from the throne. It said, "Now God's home is with people. He will live with them. They will be His people. God Himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, sadness, crying, or pain. All the old ways are gone." The one who was sitting on the throne said, "Look, I'm making everything new." Then he said, "Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted." The one on the throne said to me, "It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give free water from the spring of the water of life to anyone who is thirsty. All those who win the victory will receive all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." You know, my mom was a woman after God's heart and followed Him diligently. As for me, I will ache a bit. I'll feel sad a little more. I'll cry once in a while. But church, let's always hold fast to the promise of the future we have in Christ, and to our victory that was bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is DJ ELC, and welcome to our Sunday devotional weekend of jazz instrumentals featuring the guitar and saxophone. So enjoy our time with the Father.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to do a song for you now entitled, This is the Day. We could say, Este es el día que el Señor ha hecho. Nos gozaremos y alegraremos en él. Or we could say, C'est ici la journée que le Seigneur a faite, qu'elle soit pour nous un sujet d'allégresse et de joie. Or we could say, This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Or, with the language that I prefer above all,
thank you. Champion FM. It's all about him.
On today's Jazz Instrumentals, we heard from Tim Bowman with Table for Two. Donald Hayes with Thank You Lord for All You've Done for Me. Stella by Starlight was from Andre Avellino. Doc Power played Jesus, the Mention of Your Name. Jermaine Mondaine jazzed the day with his rendition of Draw Me Close, which featured Michael Fields Jr. Como Podre Esta Triste was by Jazz Christ. Guitar maestro Paul Jackson Jr. played Down the Road. And finally, the legendary Kirk Whalum showcased This Is the Day. We have some messages and announcements coming up, so don't go away.
It's our brand new Listen Through the Bible in a Year series, right here on Champion FM Radio, beginning from August 2022 until July 2023, where we devote ourselves to God's holy word. Join us as we seek to understand and learn from the good book. It's all here on Asia's premier Christian radio station.
It's August, and it's time for our new question of the month. This time, we are asking for you to contribute lasting values and good habits that your parents imparted into you. Go to our website on Champion FM Radio and share your inspiring stories on our dialogue page. It's our brand new question all this month.
Here is a video by Jeff Allen entitled When Your Kids Eat All Your Food that I am so sure every parent has experienced, including myself. It's a funny and hilarious video that I certainly can identify to the T. You must watch this by going to our website and clicking on our comedy page after this broadcast.
On Champion FM Radio, we play every genre of Christian music that you want, from the billboards to the classics, rock to pop, instrumentals and praise and worship. It's all here on Asia's premier music station. Download our app from the Android and Apple stores or visit us on our website at www.championfmmusic.com. Join the family right now.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
It's Monday tomorrow, and yes, it's the Billboard Christian Airplay Charts right here on Champion FM Radio. So join me, DJ ELC, to find out the latest singles, the movers, and the top 10 Christian songs of the week. Till then, God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And they're